And this is a shockingly bad idea. The park is lit. However, the path leading to the park, which is tree line and really fucking creepy spooky, is not lit. There are people walking towards me. There are pets towards me that I cannot see. I think they might just be able to see me because my phone is lighting my face. So I am the headless lit up face floating through West Park. So, yes, it is evening, and this is my first yoga class here in Long Eaton, which I've been really looking forward to because I've not been to yoga for ages. And this GP referral to the leisure centre, which gives me free access for a time, is just brilliant because it's really going to give me an opportunity to work out what fits in with my schedule and whether I can keep it up and feel that I'm not actually wasting money whilst doing it, and I'm getting fit, and I've got what I think is a really good regime set up by the team at the gym to help me strengthen my legs. So I'm really pleased with how that's going. Things like that, I've been hashtagging gym and swim. And this is a Thursday evening excursion, which is going to be hopefully a regular thing. I love yoga, but after this I have to nip back to the house because tonight is going to be one of the regular Parents in Performance Arts team meetups, which we're doing using the online branch video room so that the team can meet and discuss what's been going on over the last few weeks and especially coming into the new year. But because they are parents and they work in the performing arts, they have childcare responsibilities, and that tucking them into bed is our cue to all meet once they're in bed. So it's just a really great way of us being able to meet up and still be able to carry out those responsibilities without leaving the house. So that's been a good thing for today. Other thing about today, I made my first inquiry towards the head of happiness role that social chain, the social chain on Twitter, have advertised, which fascinates me greatly, not just because it's a role that suits the stage manager stroke digital practitioner down to the ground, but notion of happiness. Now, I did say in an email that I sent to the social director, who I believe is currently in charge of vetting the applicants, that there's many consultants out there who profess to be able to make you rich. Now, I think a consultant that is brought in to make you happy is a really, really interesting proposition. Normally I would straight away try and go down the I must apply for this properly, CV, cover letter, all those things, but I feel that mine shockingly undervalue what I can offer organisations. In my opinion, I am going to get a professional CV done at the end of this month to work with someone who's going to have to sit and listen to me for a whole day about what I've done, where I've been, what I've been up to, what I want to achieve, and help me put that into a document that I can curate as a CV, depending on what role it is that I want to pitch for. It's getting very windy. Can I show it to you? Yes, I can. Now, I'm not sure. I don't know which side I'm on. I think I was just walking in the cycle path as opposed to the walking path, and I had a cyclist coming at me full speed and I couldn't see a sign on the road. So I think I'm in the walkie bit. I'm sure they'll ring their bell if I'm not. So anyway, yes, I've started to investigate that. Not just, I mean, if I got a role like that, I would love it, but it really did bring into focus the role that I already perform with a lot of my clients, which tends to be helping them understand the digital world in a way that does make them happier. So I kind of feel that I've been in training for this position for quite a long time. But yeah, the notion of what makes you happy, and happy solutions and compromise within happiness, I just think it's an absolute corker of a role. I don't know whether they want someone full time. I don't know if they want somebody, you know, as a drop-in, but it also does make me think, looking at their site and looking at their team, they're quite a young team, and although young at heart and all that, I am not young. I am, let's just say, over 40, and I just think the experience that I've had as a stage manager, which is essentially a head of happiness, in anything but name, I think it's a really interesting progression from there to here. And and it's one that I'm going to be interested in pursue. And I'm almost at the sports centre now. Lost my train of thought. Thank you so much for joining me this far. I'm Karen at PCM Creative. Do follow me on Twitter and do subscribe to PCM Creative on YouTube. Oh, I just remembered my train of thought. Yes, because of my age and experience, I think a younger company, especially their age range, sort of the millennials and even those straddling that millennial next generation, I think to have someone around who they don't have to make happy, except by being happy and living as full potential as they can to their employment role, I think is something that should be definitely considered for that role. So, if anything, I think my age probably makes me a perfect candidate for that job. Anyway, now I'm going to go do some yoga.